Today, my dear faithful, is the feast of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother. And the epistle is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity, and of old before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When, with a certain long compass, he enclosed the depths. When he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters. When he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters, that they should not pass their limits. When he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him, forming all things. And was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world. And my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the post of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in, said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the year 1870, my dear faithful, Emperor Napoleon III of France declared war on Prussia. Napoleon's army began an invasion, but the Prussians quickly turned them back. From then on, the French army suffered loss after loss, defeat after defeat at the hands of the Prussians. The Prussians surged through France, overrunning the country, and this continued for 6 months. Advancing forward, ever onward. The French people quelled at the thought of war coming to their very doorsteps. And they even into the most obscure towns, including one of these little towns being the hamlet Pontmain. Pontmain was in the Prussians' path to one of the major cities, and the people of that little hamlet, a tiny town, knew it. The people of Pontmain were very fervent, but the prospect of a foreign army in their own town and their anxiety for the loved ones who were conscripted into the French army, these truths filled them with sorrow and with fear. Their parish priest, Abbé Guérin, he, though, carried on devotions as usual. He tried to stir up his parishioners' confidence in God, especially through our Immaculate Mother. One Sunday in particular, when the townsfolk of Pontmain gathered at church for their usual devotions, their sorrow overwhelmed them, and they could not continue following along with the devotions. And so Abbé Guérin encourage them, come, my children, sing your hymns. But his parishioners knew the Prussians would soon arrive, and that war would engulf even their little town. They followed Father Guérin's advice, though, and tearfully sang the hymn, Mary of Hope, we beg your help. During the days that followed, the people continued in their daily tasks. One of these families was the Bardets. The father and his sons continued with work as usual, feeding their animals, milking the cows, and tending to all the farm work. On the night of January 17th, the Bardet boys were returning from the barn to the house, when suddenly the boys stopped staring into the sky. A beautiful woman hung in the air. She was dressed in a blue gown with stars spread throughout. These boys, they cried out in joy and excitement at the sight, and their cries eventually drew over a third of the town. However, only these two boys, and later two little girls, could see the lady in the sky. Father Guérin, too, arrived, and he led the people in hymns to Our Lady. All of those assembled joined in these hymns, and one of these was the same they had sung the previous Sunday so tearfully and so filled with sadness, called Mary of Hope. When this song began, the lady in the sky, she laughed in delight. She smiled as she gently kept time to the music with her hands. A banner unfurled at her feet, saying, "Pray, my children." Then another, saying, "God will soon hear your prayers." The people continued singing and came to the words in the hymn, "My sweet Jesus, now has come the time to grant thy pardon to our heavy hearts." A shadow of sorrow now passed over the lady's face as she looked upon the red crucifix that she held in her hands. Her lips began to move silently in prayer. Father Guérin, at this, led his parishioners in the rosary. At this, the lady smiled, though still with a touch of sorrow. The stars on her blue dress began to multiply until they covered her entire dress with shining white. While all this was happening in Pontmain, some miles away, the Prussian army suddenly came to a halt. Their leader, General von Schmidt, halted for no apparent reason and even against his commander's orders to continue the advance. The town of Pontmain never saw a single Prussian soldier. Instead, within a month, the town saw all 38 soldiers who had left Pontmain for the war return without a single injury. You see, within 10 days from that apparition, an armistice had been signed. The war between France and Prussia was at an end, and the people finally knew peace. In a sense, my dear faithful, this event was somewhat like the armistice God signed with man. God Almighty sent his only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to earth to restore peace between God and man. God sent his messenger, Saint Gabriel, to the little town of Nazareth. And that angel proclaimed, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee," to a beautiful lady, to our own Blessed Mother. At that moment, God became man. The Savior came to earth. The way to heaven would be opened once more. According to tradition, it was especially at Our Lady's prayer that the Savior came at that time. Why? Why was this young Jewish woman's prayer so powerful? It was because from the beginning of her existence, she had never committed a single sin. She had been immaculately conceived, that is, she was preserved free from original sin. She was, is, and ever will be the creature closest to the heart of God. And because of this, God thought of her before all creatures when he created the world. And that is what the epistle of today's Mass means when it says, The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways. Before he made anything from the beginning, I was set up from eternity and of old before the earth was made. God Almighty formed all things with Our Lady in mind above all other creatures. In 1871, at Our Lady's prayer, God ended a war between the French and the Prussians. From this, among numerous other examples, we know that God has always been so willing to do so much for Our Lady. What will he not do for her? And what will he not do now for her still? The people of Pomain pray to our Blessed Mother to spare their town from the war and to save their loved ones. And so, our Blessed Mother prayed to God for this favor. But God gave more than what the people had asked. The war ended, as they asked for, with their town untouched by it, as well as all their loved ones uninjured. See in this the power of our Blessed Mother. When she prays, her prayers are always answered. And so we too, like the people of Pomain, must pray to Our Lady, for we know all things are possible to her. But it is true, my dear faithful, we especially as Americans should pray to Mary, because she is the patroness of our nation under the title of her Immaculate Conception. And our nation truly is in such desperate straits. Our country needs our prayers. Evil laws permit so many sins, sins that cry to heaven for vengeance. And because nations cannot be punished in the next life, they must be punished in this life. And that is why God sends nations wars, pestilences, famines, natural disasters, and other physical evils to punish them so that they will return to the love of God. Our country, burdened with the guilt of so many abortions and impurities, it must be punished, and it will be in this world. And yet, Our Lady can win for America. Yes, even the sin-filled America of our day, Mary can win the grace to return to God and avert the punishment that is America's just due. And that is why all should pray to her, because she cares so much for us as our mother and is able to do so much as the Mother of God. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord, the epistle says. Our Lady is the sure, short, and easy path to the heart of our God and everlasting life. But we on our part must turn to her and ask her. Pray, my dear faithful, pray fervently to our Blessed Mother for yourselves and for our country. God alone knows what the future will be, but we help decide that future right here and right now through the all-powerful prayer of Our Lady. Our Blessed Mother says to you, as she did to the people of Pomain, pray, my children. She assures you, as she did then, that God will soon hear you. Pray to Our Lady, patroness of our country daily, my dear faithful, especially under her title of the Immaculate Conception. I would also recommend you use the prayer, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. Our Lady herself gave to us this prayer when she gave us the miraculous medal. In it, we honor her especially in her Immaculate Conception, and under this title, under which she is our patroness. This prayer, so short, it can be said throughout the day, during breaks at work, while you drive, at any time. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And of course, my dear faithful, be sure to pray Mary's Rosary every day and to remember our country in your prayers. Turn to Our Lady in your prayers, for he that shall find her shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord. As our mother, she hears our prayers, and she herself carries them with her prayers to her divine Son. Ask Mary for the graces you and your family need, and do not forget your country. Ask our patroness and our mother to restore peace between America and God, especially with a prayer, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.